Hello, my name is Alex. First time doing a podcast, and I thought I'd do, you know, one of these space things, because, you know, everyone else is doing one, so why not me? To record, I'm using a Olympus DS2. I just purchased it today, so I'm playing with it and experimenting with the different things. So we're going to go ahead and get this on the road here. So, I am going to start from my door, my front door. Starting once you walk into the Once you stand facing my door, there's a ramp, wheelchair ramp leading up to the door. And I will walk through the door now and walk into the living room. The door is on the leftmost. When you're facing the when you walk through the door, the door is behind you. There's a wall to my left, and to my right is open space. So when you first walk into the door, the first thing that you notice is one of these entertainment center, and there's a TV on because my roommate is watching the television. So that's why you hear the TV to my left. To my right, immediately to my right, is a table with a lamp on it. And we're going to walk forward now.
Sometimes an idea just clicks.
And immediately in front of the door or across from it is a chair that I like to sit in when I come in here. So we're going to walk around the room. So immediately if I turn to my right, there's a fan here. And there's a hallway off to my left now. So I'm going to go around the fan. Try not to get it on the... And right after the fan, there's another table. So just after that table is a couch. And it's one of those three-seaters, nice and comfortable and squishy and, yeah, all that stuff. So, you know, after that couch, we have a wooden stand for a water cooler type thingy. Yeah, one of those things. And I almost knocked it over. And then immediately after that is the kitchen. So we're gonna keep going. Now immediately to my right is the kitchen table, and it's in the living room slash dining room part thing, and there's chairs out. Now if I go back towards my towards the couch, back facing the television, to my left, which would usually be my right if I were doing the tour the proper way, there's another table, coffee table. So we're going to continue walking now, now that I got that out of the way. And we have a patio door. So we're going to go out here and just look at the patio. And of course, going out of the apartment onto the patio, there's a wheelchair ramp. It's this patio is about the size of, I'd say, 20 feet by maybe 10 feet, so it's a pretty small expanse, but yeah. To my right, there's a wheelchair, a manual wheelchair, and a glass table for people to sit out here on. I mean, we have chairs out here too, but you know. And then there's a shopping cart that I use for laundry because I'm too poor to buy a granny cart. And immediately to the left of the door, of the sliding door, is a motorized wheelchair. And if I go farther on, there's the grill that one of my roommates uses. Okay, so immediately in front of me now is the gate, which does not lead anywhere because you cannot exit. So we're going to go back and turn around, go back in the house now. Yeah. Yeah, so, so now I'm facing the television again, and the glass door is behind me. So I'm going to go to the right, and I'm immediately in the kitchen. To the right of me is a counter with a sink, a coffee pot, some big glass jar thingy, and a bunch of cans, which God knows why they're there, and a blender. Yeah, so, okay. And immediately to my right is a counter. I'm sorry, to my left is a counter as well. So, we're going to continue on now. So I'm trailing on my right side, and here's a sink. And, you know, just because I can. Yeah, sink, cold water, hot water. With a garbage disposal. Yeah, they're fun to play with. Just don't chop your fingers off in them. Immediately after the sink, oops, is a dish drainer. And, you know, you drain your dishes and stuff like that on it. So, yeah. And if there's dishes in there, and there's a pot on there. Now I'm going to make a left turn. And here we have our four-burner stovetop with an oven. And everything is still to my right. So, you know, there's a stove. And then there's another small counter space with a grid of some sort. Oh, it's a oven rack, looks like. Don't know why it's up here, but it is. So we're just going to leave that there. And here's a refrigerator to my right, still. Now, I'm going to turn because I don't want to go into the hallway yet. But if I were to keep going straight, I'd eventually end up in the hall. So we're going to turn to my left and make a little U-turn. Now, the counter that I spoke to you, that I told you was on my left, is now on my right. And on this counter we have a microwave, which I labeled myself. I feel so happy. Yeah, it does that. And there's a napkin, an apple, paper towels, a weird-looking thingy, ice tray, another roll of paper towels. God knows why we have so many. And don't know what's in this, but it, yeah, it's a gallon of something. So this is where the counter ends. So now we're going to turn back around and go into the hall. Now, once I step onto the carpet, I'm going back the other way as if the refrigerator were on my right. We have two pantry-like things on each side of me. So, yeah. Those are pantries and closets. So, we're going to make our way out of that little area, and we're going to turn to my right. Now, on the left side of me is a bathroom, and just for fun, we'll go into the bathroom and give you a tour. So, I make a left into the bathroom, and I run, ouch, into the sink, which is straight in front of me once you enter. Yeah. Of course, there's assortment of things. There's, God knows what this spray bottle is. I have no idea what's in most of these bottles. Yes, so, just leave them alone. So here's the sink, and then the toilet. Yeah. It's your standard American toilet. Sorry. No foreign toilets here. And then straight in front of me is the, bathtub. So, yeah, pretty small. Nothing interesting in here. Let's exit now, shall we? Now that we've exited, we're going to go straight into my room, which is rather complicated. And, yeah, quite small. So, I made a right into my room, and I'm standing with the door behind me. Now, my door is in like a little alcove. It's like a, I don't know, maybe a couple of feet of a little alcove type thing. So it kind of reminds me of a hotel room, but, you know, it isn't. But, you know, that's just me. So if I walk straight from this little alcove, I run into, oh, jeez, ouch. I run into the bed, which is, yeah, I fell onto the bed, actually. So now I'm on the bed, so I'm going to get off of the bed. But you get the point. There's a wall to my right. Ow. Ow. Yeah, that hurt. Anyways, so I'm going to try not to run into the bed, but trail around the bed to my left, kind of, and now I'm going to go straight forward again. So here's the bed, and it's continuing to be the bed, and it will forever be the bed until, oh my god, I run into a couch with a bunch of stuffed animals. I am a big collector of stuffed animals, so yeah, I have a bunch of these here on this couch. They're just lounging and chilling out and saying, what's up? And then we run into, if I turn to my, yes, my room is quite messy. If we turn to my, what am I turning into? Oh, turning to my left, I run into my desk and my computer, which is actually not on the desk, but between the desk and the couch, which is kind of cool because it's on the floor and it keeps it quiet, so it's not loud, even though it wasn't loud to start with. So here's the desk, and on the desk we have a pen, computer speakers, and there's someone on Skype on my computer.
Hey guys.
And Windowise is deciding to talk to me. So we have a computer with a keyboard and a monitor and a, you know, all the bullshit. And this is where I do a lot of my... Looks like I'll have to edit that out. I mean... So, yeah, this is my desk area, and here's my chair. And we'll sit in the chair now and face the desk. So, I'm sitting in the chair and facing in front of me is my 102 key keyboard with, yeah, you know, your standard all keyboard. And we have my connection for my Olympus DS2 here. Now if I turn the chair to my left, we have my keyboard, which is a Yamaha PRS 1200 keyboard.
PSR.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways. PRS, PSR, who gives a flying? Anyways, this is my PSR, I don't know the number, 1200 or 2100, something like that. And yeah, it's one of those really fancy keyboards that can go on the internet. I don't know much about it. I just play it, and I use the recording control on it, so I really don't care what it does, just as long as it gets to do what I do. And I'm eventually going to make my own little music studio in my bedroom, but for now, I just have this one keyboard. So, that's my keyboard. Now we'll get up, and we'll leave the keyboard on my right side, and we will move towards the back of the room, which is back towards the door, with the wall on my right side. And, after the desk, immediately after the desk, is a light, and it makes this noise. Oh. Yeah. That light has some problems. So, that's my standing lamp, because I don't have a light in here, because, well, they didn't install one when they built the place. Who? Alright. So, moving on. There's a fan on the floor. There's a fan here. Don't know what it's doing on the floor, but it's on the floor. And we're going to leave it there because I really don't feel like cleaning my room. In fact, we'll just throw it over there. There. So, yeah. Here's the television with my wonderful cable TV that's for some reason not on and working. Wonder what happened. I must have stepped on the remote control. Oh well. So there's a TV, and it's to my right. And now, we'll... Oh, yes, I forgot to tell you. On top of the DVD, we have a... I mean, TV, we have a DVD player. Yay. Yeah, I got that for Christmas. Now, moving on, we have a bunch of... Oof! Clothes and things that are quite dirty and in need of washing. So, now directly in front of me is my closet. You know, it's one of these... Oh, if it'll... Oh, my... Oh dear. Yes. It's one of these closets. The ones that go. Yeah, one of the slidey door closets. Oops. I think I broke the door, but oh well. Now, this is the dresser, which is inside the closet. And why it's inside the closet? Because I can. Because I can make more space. And this is the back towards the door, so we're going to move, turn to my left again. and turn back to my right and exit my room. Yeah, my room is quite boring. Now, this is as far as I can take you, to the end of the hall, because my roommates are not here, so I cannot go into their room and tour it. But anyways, there is a closet to my right, and it's kind of like a linen closet, so it's got small drawers where you can put linens and things in. And then in front of me is my roommate's door. They are at work or out doing something. So that's basically my space. What a small space, isn't it? So, yeah. We're gonna go back to my desk now. And, wrap this up. I guess, I don't know how I did, and if you guys would like to get a hold of me, you can, reach me on Skype at Tigger4516. That's T-I-G-G-E-R 4516. You can MSN me at alexpooh84@hotmail.com. That's A-L-E-X-P-O-O-H 84@hotmail.com. Or you can AIM me, AOL Instant Messenger, for those of you who have it. You can reach me at alexpooh84. And if you want to write me an email, for those of you who do not have any of the above listed programs, you can email me at winnie214@verizon.net. That's VERIZON.NET. This wraps it up for me, so I will sign off. And my friend on Skype is saying, no, no. So, yeah, anyways, bye, guys.